Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos. Peck reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Frank Biskin now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is walked intentionally. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos. Peck reaches second base with a double. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Indians. Al Widmer now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peck scores. It's 9-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Arft reaches second base with a double. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bearden moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bearden scores. It's 10-0, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 11-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Peck scores. It's 12-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Partee for a passed ball. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bearden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Bearden moves to third. It's 14-0, Indians. Brian Stevens now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. Bearden scores. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. It's 15-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Arft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lund moves to third. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokoz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lund scores. Two outs. It's 15-1, Indians. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Anderson now playing second base. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 16-1, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 17-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson misplays the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Bearden moves to second. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bearden scores. Mitchell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 18-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Peck moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 19-1, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 19, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 19, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Joe Gordon. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 4 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 21-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 22-1, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bearden hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Dante settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 22, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing second base. Wally Judnick now playing right field. Hal Peck now playing left field. Thurman Tucker now playing center. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 2 in the game. Leaner takes first base on ball 4. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lund hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 22, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 4 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Peck moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peck moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peck scores. 1 out. It's 23-1, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 24-1, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Clark moves to third. It's 25-1, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bearden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 25, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Arft for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kokos strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-2 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 25, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Drew's now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 26-1, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 26, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Feller now pitching. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 26, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 26, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to third. Lund moves to second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kokos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Lund scores. Arft moves to second. It's 26-3, Indians. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Roy Partee. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 3 in the game. Dente hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Carl Drews. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 26, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.